Hello and welcome into Spiritual Mixtape. I am Daisy Mack, and it is really, really good to be doing the second episode of the year with you. Thank you for being here. So I recorded a whole episode, January energy update, and I didn't know how to use my new mic. So I guess I muted it because it recorded everything, but without the sound. Now, here is also what happened, though. During that recording, my internet completely cut out because we have wildfires and high winds here in LA at the moment. And I thought really that it was because of that, but actually, I just muted the microphone. So you could be sitting here today having an energy update for January. I was going to say November, no idea why. But you're actually going to get a channeled quantum meditation instead. And sometimes in life, isn't that the way? I knew that I was tired when I was recording, but I also wanted to get the energy update episode out to you because this is when I do these episodes. People will expect it of me. I have to do it this way. I was very much deeply in my Mars retrograde masculine. It has to be done this way, otherwise the whole world will end. I actually don't think I felt that the whole world will end, but I was just like, it just needs to be done. And I got two really big no's beyond what I was feeling in my body, which was like, I just don't think you should do this. But I was like, well, this is what people have come to expect of Spiritual Mixtape, therefore I must do it. So look, even me, who is meant to live by intuition, sometimes ignores it. I would say that that's actually one of the hardest things about having a spiritual business is understanding when you are needing to follow your intuition versus I got to do this because this is the business of having a business. When I get the balance right, I promise to share everything on the podcast. Until then, you will just hear about my crazy journey with it. So I got two massive no's. I got a literal, you are not putting this episode out. So today, when I was speaking to Sean, I was like, look, I don't know what I'm going to do because I've moved all of my privates today because the internet is so rubbish during this storm. And I'm just not sure when I'm going to record because we're also under an evacuation warning. And thank you. We are so lucky that the particular part of Los Angeles that I'm in has had two little wildfires, but nothing crazy. And, you know, sending love out this evening that we don't get an evacuation in the night. And I will say this as well, over on the other side of the 405, there is I think it's actually bigger than this now, but a 200-acre wildfire burning. This is in Los Angeles proper. So for all of my people who live in Manhattan, this is like a fire in Harlem or a fire in the Lower East Side. You know, that 200 acres. What would you say that is? Like a block? Bigger than a block? Two blocks? For people living in London, this is like going about your business and hearing that there is a fire in, it's not even really as far out as somewhere like Barnes or Chiswick, but that's like as close as it is to Los Angeles proper, like where there is a fire. And we've had a ton of wildfires. But all of this to say, I didn't know how this episode was going to come about. I wasn't sure what to do with it because I definitely couldn't go back to the one I recorded last night. That was like kaput, gone. So I was either going to have to re-record it, which is fine, or do something else. And as I was thinking about this private, the only private that I've done today, the only one that I couldn't move because of my client's travel plans this week. And I was thinking through what his, like the prep for his class was going to be or his session. And I was like, I've got to record a quantum meditation. And I said to James, I was like, I'm going to just go and record it now. So the meditation that you're about to do, I recorded about 3 hours ago, and it's fully channeled. It is, I mean, I don't usually do stuff like this on the podcast because it's deeply spiritual. It really is a spiritual practice. And I like to think that spiritual mixtape, despite the name, is an entrance point for all. And I just feel sometimes with quantum meditation that there are so many points that you perhaps need explaining before you jump into it, and so many also misconceptions that need to be addressed before you can fully embrace it. But who cares? We're in weird, wonderful, disruptive times. So that's what came in. And guess what? I recorded it, no problems with the sound. And then when I went to record the intro, I was like, why is my mic flashing red? And then I read that, that apparently you just need to touch it and unmute itself. It's so brilliant. It's one of my Black Friday purchases. And actually, I think I bought this. And then my in-laws bought me some podcasting equipment as well. So you'll enjoy, everybody. You're going to get more of me learning how to podcast with super new Black Friday purchases. But let's talk about this meditation. I'm so stoked to share it with you. I do sometimes get nervous about openly being my full spiritual self in front of the whole world. And sometimes you just gotta do it, because for the people that will feel the benefit of this meditation, right on, now you've got it, right? Like now you have the thing, the tool. And this year, 2025, is the year for tools. This is a very, this is a year that will give as much as it gets. And you will benefit from this disruption if you just surrender and jump right in. But your human is going to need some nurturing. You're going to need to hold the room for discomfort, the room to be anxious, the room to grow. And the thing I love about quantum meditation, and really it's only something I do with private clients, and it has to be someone that's practicing with me for a long time. So this is a small taster of what it's like to work with me one-on-one, is in the quantum field, you can heal anything. And as someone that has had tons and tons of anxiety, as I changed jobs, as I made a living doing what I'm doing now, as I allowed myself to be seen for who I really am, can't tell you how anxious that whole scenario, like all of those scenarios made me feel. But whenever I go into the quantum field and when I teach it, so calm, infinite source of calm. And 2025 is going to deliver some hoo-hoo energy. So you're going to want to be grounded in what's real for you. And how much of an oxymoron does that sound? That I'm telling you to ground into something you can't see, that isn't scientifically proven. But all I can say about it is it's the most real place I have ever been to. That quiet, quiet place where I can actually feel, it's not even who Daisy is, it's who my essence is. And even if you don't believe this, everybody's essence is fucking great. Everybody's essence is a total badass, so much fun to be with, actually really cool. Even people who annoy the out of you. When you get underneath it all, their essence is wonderful. This is why we should all be doing this practice. But as 2025 progresses, getting to this kind of angelic 1111 point, 0 point energy, it isn't easy. We have very few moments. By the time this this episode drops, we will have had the second of only 5 Master 11 days. This is when the every part of the date adds up to 11, and it's a pure angelic frequency. And if you don't believe in angels, that's okay. It's what the angelic symbolism means to you. Pure goodness, creation energy. We only have 5 of those this year. And after this one on the 10th of Jan, we get 2 in October, one in November. We have loads of Master 22 days. I will do a whole episode on that. That shit's going to be really, really good. But enjoy this meditation, quantum channeled meditation. Just be in the feels, and please do save it and come back to it over the course of the year. You will feel different in it each time, because you are a beautiful, evolving, wonderful tiger, flower, a sexy tamale. Like, whatever it is that you feel, this is going to bring out the best version of it, and you will change and grow as the course of the year goes on. Thank goodness we all get the opportunity to grow and change. So that's me. That was 11 and a half minutes of chat there. But now you get to have a lovely meditation. You get to use it throughout the year. You get to just have a really good time. I forgot to tell you about all the things happening in my membership. Going to be teaching this weekend about guides. So if this whole episode is resonating with you, you should definitely come to the guide stuff, and call it stuff. It is stuff. I'm going to call it stuff. You get to come to the guide stuff, and there is a 7-day free trial, so you don't even have to pay for the class. Just come along, enjoy, take it all in, get more free shit. And then if you want to go further, it's still pretty affordable. I'm going to wrap it up there. I'm going to say Happy New Year again. I'm going to tell you to save this so that you can come back to it. Have some tools in your tool belt this year. This year is going to deliver. Be ready. Okay, I love you. Enjoy. So let's start by getting comfortable. And if you are driving or operating machinery, this is not the best time to do this meditation. Although I do think you can do it while you're walking. This isn't designed as walking meditation, but if you love walking while meditating, I think this would work completely, completely. So if you're at home, let's find a really comfortable spot. And since I've already suggested that you give yourself permission to do this however you like, with the exception of operating machinery, you do not need to follow my instructions on how to hold your body. This is a quantum meditation for the year, and quantum meditation at its very essence is about following the energy. So if you're listening to your body and it tells you to be curled up with your dogs in your bed or on the sofa, you do that. If your body is telling you to find complete integrity in the spine, you do that too. I'm going to set you up how I feel this is best done, and it's up to you from here. So I like to close my eyes. I like to suggest that if you don't close your eyes, please soften your gaze. Simply look down. Take a few deep breaths before you even get into the body. Let's just arrive. Let's just be here. And now let's find that point at the bottom of our spine. Always the best place to start, the root. And this is the year of the snake. And where does the snake energy live? But at the bottom of the spine. So feel that looping energy move up, all the way up the spinal cord until it meets the nape of the neck. And if you can, imagine from the nape of the neck to the vagus nerve, so that's that little concave bit at the top of the neck, a little point of energy. And then bring your chin down to your chest, not in a tucking or pulling or anything that's causing any kind of tension or strain, but in a gentle, easy, just letting the head flop, feeling the beautiful chin come to chest. And let's add in another point of energy here. Let's bring our focus to between the brows. And since our eyes are closed, this is a kind of strange sensation. Yeah, it doesn't feel neither good nor bad. It just feels odd, right? Just different if you're not used to it. But we have energy points all over our body that are simply waiting to be activated. Now, if you haven't already, make peace with where you're going to put your palms. You could either have them on your thighs, palms up to receive, palms down to close the loops. You could have them in your lap, one on top of each other. You could have them on your heart or on your solar plexus, but pick somewhere where you feel like this will be easy for you to keep them for the whole of practice today. And as I say that, I feel energy points switching on all over the body. And awareness being taken from my third eye into the throat. So we're going on another line down, and we're just going to follow the way the energy wants to activate today. So we have moved from the bottom of the spine to the nape of the neck to the vagus nerve, chin to chest, third eye, and now we are moving somewhat in the same direction, but a different point altogether. We're moving into the throat. And if you imagine at every point that we have visited, there is a small cog, a wheel. And as you visit each spot, each wheel, they begin to turn at the same speed and frequency as the other points that you have visited. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 points, all in harmony with each other. And again, I feel immediately a pull from the throat to the heart. We're going to the left side of the heart energy center. Moving immediately to the right side. So we've got this beautiful opening across the chest now. And it moves back up, not to the throat, but this time between the collarbones. This is really where, on either side, is where your lymph nodes live, or where, like, where you're, when you're giving lymphatic massage or self-massage, this is like one of the trigger points. So this is where the energy is just sitting. And for this moment, actually, let's imagine that the lymphatic system is flowing freely, that the speed at which we are turning these energy points in our body on, our lymph system is moving at the same pace, the same frequency. And we have this beautiful zigzagging motion all the way down into the solar plexus. and I see it making a figure of eight motion here. And rather than just dropping down into the sacral and the root, I see a crisscrossing motion across the body. And of course, we haven't engaged the crown, so perhaps for this moment in the meditation, we simply are working with the solar plexus, heart, throat, and third eye. Well, now that you are switched on, let's move ourselves into the quantum side of the meditation. Imagine that you are in a wide open space and that immediately around you, you see yourself within a circle of flowers. These flowers are vibrant in appearance, any color, any species. Species, is that the right word? They can really be anything that feels intuitive to you. But you are in a circle of flowers. And this is Mother Nature, nature's beauty. Encapsulating you in this practice today, and it is going to hold you safe. It is going to filter any energy coming into your physical and emotional and energetic body. These flowers will simply hold space for you. They will act as a deflector for any energy that isn't going to help you grow in this practice, that isn't for your highest and best. And these flowers are also magnetic, and they will bring in the energy, the timelines that will work best for you and your highest and best. So spend a moment here where you can really feel into these beautiful flowers growing and holding this energetic barrier for you. Cast a glance behind you and see that the flowers are doing exactly as they are in front of you, behind, the side. Now, I know that we haven't dealt with above and below, and what we're going to do here is imagine that beneath you, you are on the very spot, the land, the part of the universe that is so deeply connected to you that it can only serve for your good. It is and was only ever here for your good. And above, this is where our crown energy center, our stellar gateway, just above, is being activated. And just imagine that there is the perfect cord of energy, a light that only you can see, that grows from the top of your being and links you to a future timeline that is acting for your highest and best, where you are already living the life that is meaningful and purposeful for you. And what I'm also seeing here is that the energy center that you're standing on, that you're rooting on, is actually the Earth Star. And in the quantum field, we don't need to be physically in the place to feel its energy. Now, once you have connected all of these points and you've done all of that balancing work within your own energy centers, it is possible to access your quantum field. And over 2025, these are the coordinates that you will need to come back to your quantum field at any point. I am now really seeing that actually this is a beautiful thing to do while you're walking. And obviously to just always be cautious of the noise around you when you are walking in a meditative state. Now, coming back into this quantum field, it is totally beautiful that we're doing this on the podcast and that it is part of a collective's experience, but this right now, from this point on in the practice, is solely about you. There is a beautiful energy that you are benefiting from, that there will be people before and after you discovering this. But this practice now, it's wholehearted, it's open-hearted, and it's just for you. In this moment, you are experiencing your quantum field. You are experiencing you, the essence of you, in the fifth dimension. In the 5D, it is possible to cross time and space. It is possible to see other lifetimes. It is possible to see parallel lives. It is also possible to receive information, messages from loved ones. And because you created that beautiful flower circle for yourself, you are safe in this energy. If at any point you feel nervous, come back to the notion that you are always working for your highest and best, that you have the good of all in your heart. If you hold that higher energy signature, there is nothing that you can experience in the quantum field that would be anxiety making. The quantum field is pure love energy. So when we are in the field, it is possible to clear out stagnant energy. As I said, it's possible to get messages or guidance for following moves. But I always like to start with the housekeeping and just imagine that this field is as beautiful as it can be, and that if there is any places where there are darker patches or things that don't look right, that I spend a moment just sending a pure frequency there in order to clear and move any heaviness, any darkness out. And after I do that, I like to look for messages or for... There will always be something that will present itself in the field, whether it's an idea, whether it's a clear image. And I'd love you to be open to receiving the knowledge that you need to know today. I was wondering why the light codes hadn't come in yet, and it is because you are now meant to receive the light codes. This is new light from out there in the universe, but these light codes are going to be tuned to the highest frequency of the message that you just received. And light codes can come in light language, they can come in geometric symbols, sacred symbols, they could come in as angel numbers, they could come in as, you know, kittens dancing on tap shoes, I don't know. Usually I would say they come in symbols, but or numbers. But how you receive light. And at this moment, I actually feel all of the energy centers switch on. So from the Earth star just beneath you, it's about 6 inches underneath the ground, or it could be linked to a special place you have in the universe where it's possible for you to go as soon as you drop into the quantum meditation state. That is it. The Earth star is connected. And then we move into the root and we have that snake energy for the year coming through, moving up the spine, tracking behind the sacral, the solar plexus, the heart, and coming into the throat, where it then moves into the third eye, the crown, and above the crown, the stellar gateway. And if there's any waviness as the points of energy meet, just spend some time there, do some inquiry. Perhaps before you go to sleep tonight, you could ask your guide, your higher self, to simply recalibrate, readjust, or repair any misfiring of the energy in your body. And I'm really seeing, before we close up, beautiful lungs. And of course, I'm a breathwork teacher. I'm going to find that really exciting. But clean, full capacity lungs. So that's the blessing for the end of this meditation. Let's breathe deep into our lungs. Feeling our diaphragm connect. And only after you connect with your diaphragm, exhale. Let's do one more breathing in. Exhale. Really good. Okay. So wherever you are in the world, you can begin to wake yourself up out of meditation. It's been so beautiful doing this 2025 quantum channeled meditation with you today. Let me know if you want more of these. I'm sure the universe is going to send me more signs if it wants me to do more of them too. You guys are amazing. Stay safe in this crazy weather. And you know, I think the world of you. Lots of love. Bye. Till next time.